More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. The city of Boise is building a new kind of park in West Boise. They're turning a small strip of dirt into a green space and a pollinator habitat. The skinny 3 acres of donated land next to Capitol High School will be turned into a pathway that connects Hyatt Hidden Lakes Reserve and Spalding Ranch. However, the design goes further than just another sidewalk. It's designed to preserve open space in Boise, as well as help pollinators and use native plants to save water, all while providing a space for public art. So joining us now to tell us more about this new idea in small park design is Boise Parks and Recreation Director Doug Holloway. Doug, always nice to have you on the show.
Well, great, Gemma. It's great, as always, to be here.
So describe what this park will look like exactly. I mean, because it's a very narrow strip of land. So how will it look when it's finished?
Well, it's interesting. You described it really well in the intro. It's kind of unique in that, one of the goals of the city of Boise is to create connectivity throughout the city. We have a pathways plan that was adopted by the city council a year ago. And the purpose of that is connecting neighborhoods to open space, schools to neighborhoods, park spaces to neighborhoods and to schools. So using that pathway plan is really important in how we're able to move our community from one part of the community to the other. Then we also want to build parks at the same time and improve our 10-minute walk, which is a goal to have every household within the city limits of the city of Boise, which is about 100,000 households, have all those households within a 10-minute walk of a park. We can't always find the space to be able to build a park to increase that 10-minute walk, but what we can do is create some connectivity that connects neighborhoods or connects parks to each other. And so what this park does is it is actually a pathway connection. But what we did is went a step further and took that narrow pathway connection and created a park inside the pathway. So as you mentioned, Gemma, there's some pollinator gardens, there's some sensory gardens, there'll be some seating areas, there will be a shelter at this location as well. So we really wanted to take the pathway connection a step further and really create a park around the pathway as well. And if you're familiar with where this new park is located, it's right directly across from Capitol High School. It is an area that, it's very muddy. It's wet. It's adjacent to the Settlers Canal. It's just a really underutilized and mostly an eyesore, Gemma. So what we have done is work closely with the neighborhood to create a master plan that fits within the neighborhood. We have Spalding Ranch, which is actually does connect at the northwest corner of Capitol High School. So the concept is a pathway connection between Capitol High School and our Milwaukee Park out to Milwaukee. Down Milwaukee, you cross Goddard to this new Goddard pathway, and then you could actually take the pathway on secure sidewalk all the way down to Maple Grove, which will take you to our Hyatt Hidden Lakes Reserve. So really what you've got is almost a seamless connection between our 20-acre Spalding Ranch and all the way over to the Hyatt Hidden Lakes Reserve. So this piece in the middle is real important. It's important to Capitol High School. It's important to the neighborhood. And I really got to give a shout out, Gemma, to the Settlers Irrigation Company. They donated the land. They actually owned this property and donated it to the city for the purposes of putting in this this new and unique park and pathway.
And my understanding is that you're using money from the Open Space and Clean Water Fund to build the park, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We have taken this to our Open Space and Clean Water Advisory Committee. They approved that in December, and then council ratified that approval of the following week. And so we have funding in place, and we're hopeful that construction will begin sometime in either February or March.
And the city is trying to turn, I believe, 30% of its parkland into native habitat. And as you mentioned, Doug, this park will be filled with native plants and shrubs. Why is that important to have this focus on native plants and shrubs?
Well, for one thing, Gemma, a lot of our open space is disappearing all around the world. And that's why Mayor McLean signed on to the America the Beautiful initiative, which is to preserve and retain 30% of the land and water mass that we have not only across the globe, but right here in Boise. And so it's a big, huge goal for us that not only do we want to create accessible opportunities for our residents to be within a 10-minute walk of a park or open space, but we also want to preserve that 30%, which we're at about 17, just almost 18% oh, okay. right now in the city of Boise. So we're making great headway on that. And we're also at 70% of the residents are within a 10-minute walk of, or households are within that 10-minute walk of a park or open space as well. So we're making great headway, and we're actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because we're getting two birds with one stone with this. We're increasing mm-hmm. our America the Beautiful goal of that 30%, as well as increasing more than 600 residents that will now be within a 10-minute walk because of this linear path connection.
Doug, I only have about a minute or so left with you, but I'm curious, is this the future of park design? I mean, kind of taking whatever space you can find and really creating a public space.
You know, Gemma, it is, because of the disappearing landmass that we have in the city limits of Boise, where it's becoming more and more difficult to find areas that we can actually build a park in a neighborhood. So we're going to be relying a lot more on pathway connections. And then what can we do with that pathway connection to make it a more attractable, more accessible, not only just connection, but an enjoyable pathway, and not just a way to get from one destination to another, but to have an opportunity to take time in that destination and enjoy what that pathway would present. So absolutely correct, Gemma. This is kind of the future of where our park system may be going.
And really quickly, Doug, so when will this new park/pathway be finished and ready for use?
It will take, Gemma, about a year. So we're anticipating it'll be sometime late next fall, if not into the winter, that we should have all the work completed.
All right. Well, as always, Doug, so good to have you on the program. And what an exciting project to be talking about.
Thank you, Gemma. We really appreciate you having us on.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.